This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
What does the draft sound like?
Are
Yeah! Loophole! 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 Loophole!
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
That's pump.
That swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Sucker.
What's going on? Oh, thank you.
There have been a variety of proposals.
Papaya!
Papaya!
Hello, nice to have you along.
By the way, I think we have an answer to our 2010.
Why legend. Didn't we think, this is another example of one of those moments where I'm guessing that people are yelling at the radio in their car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, high school, you idiots.
Well,
you just look at his Wikipedia, dummies.
Well, his Wikipedia says, I wasn't looking at it as high school. 2010 was his freshman year, so I just was like,
but
well, he's a freshman. But
his senior year.
2010 would have been his senior year. And I guess they said there's a music video that goes along with the Hammers' Goodbye, and they show high school highlights.
Oh.
And I don't know if this is history, but he was a member of the Robinson High School IHSA Class 2A state champions.
Okay.
Is that, can we ask, is that
2A?
Is that history?
Big deal.
A 2A basketball
championship? Maybe it was their first ever. You know?
Yeah. Just saying. It's like, history? Been a little put loose with the facts there. But now we have the answer. Now, I didn't know there was a video. Now I kind of need to look up the music video. Do there's good and goodbye. Country music.
Yeah, there's a video.
It's so clever.
I watched it, but I didn't see. Well, I obviously didn't watch all of it, but I saw it.
No, I love it. You're like, I saw it.
I'm aware of its existence.
Yeah, no, I mean, I started watching it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Yes, that's when? How I saw this, because I saw this trending. I'm like, oh my God, Myers Leonard. Wait, he was still playing? And then it's like, oh, he's retiring. Here's a video. And that's how I heard him singing.
By the way, there's like 19 different songs called Good and Goodbye.
Yeah.
There's one from someone named Madison Beer, and let me tell you, she's a hot. Oh, yeah. Right here. No, I'm not looking at the hot. I'm watching the Myers Leonard video. Sorry. Not to be confused. That sounded worse than it was.
Well.
What?
It's also weird that he's just sitting down singing.
Why is that weird?
Well, the microphone's between his legs, and he's just sitting on a couch. And
it's called the hammer.
I guess. He's singing the hammer. Oh, I assume that when you're singing, aren't you usually like, is that more of a standing sort of thing?
You have any other hot comments before we move on?
No, I'm just looking here at the at his history of the Robinson State High School 2A Championship when he made history.
Did he have a mullet?
No, he's actually, he's like 9 feet taller than everyone else. His team appears to be all white. And no, he looks like a very clean cut young man, but a lot of whites on that Robinson team. A lot of whites.
Not shocking.
No. Suburbs of Illinois? Not shocking.
Private? Public? Who know?
Couldn't tell. But they made history.
That's right.
The hammer. And I told you, the damn Blazers, they ended up blowing out the Sixers. The Blazers are going to win like 33 games.
What's the score of that game?
119-102.
Wow.
Yeah, the Blazers aren't tanking, dude. That shoot is not getting pulled at all.
They were down at the half, had every chance to tank tonight.
Well, you called it.
Win by 17.
You said that that's going to come down to the fourth quarter, and the Sixers will tank harder. But then the Sixers are tanking, so they're not going to win that game.
No. The Blazers are not tanking. The tank is officially off. It's dead. The tank is dead.
All right, so now next, so we have to break. But in our next segment, you will, you want to hear about Dr. Dan?
Yeah, what's Dr. Dan up to? I know a doctor.
You're going to love Dr. Dan.
Yeah?
You are going to love Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
We have a guy in my jiu-jitsu class that goes by the name of Dr. Dan. He's a chiropractor. Same Dr. Dan?
It's possible that it is. Possible that it's not. Dr. Dan, what if your you found this at your grandmother's house?
Oh, boy.
Easy. That is
first
next.
Up, let me just say this. Under no circumstances should you look through any of your grandmother's things. Don't do it.
Well, you have to. If no. Pass,
you
aren't
going
to
find
the...
anything that is going to be beneficial to you at Nana's house. Don't do it.
That's next on The Fan. Well, this went viral on social media, and you can, after I describe it to you, you can imagine why. It's just some random dude saying, Shoddy said she found this at her grandma house.
Okay.
And then he says, and he's got the laughing, crying emoji, and then he says, I'm trying to get like Dan.
Dr. Dan.
And it's just two photos. One is someone holding up a Dr. Dan business card.
I see it right here.
And the other is them holding up the Dr. Dan, the, what I believe is the back of the card, is the price list for Dr. Dan's services.
The best part is Dr. Dan's, I guess what he calls himself on his business card.
Well, yeah. Why do you think I made, well, why do you think I called him Dr. Dan?
Yeah, but it says expert, plain and fancy.
Effing. So he's a gigolo.
Evenings by appointment,
so look,
only.
What if you found this at your grandma's house? It's a business card of a gigolo. Okay, and let me read you the business card.
Widow's a specialty.
His name is Dr. Dan, and it just says Dr. Dan, expert plain and fancy effing, evenings by appointment only. Lower right, widow's a specialty. Upper left, virgins treated gently, spinsters satisfied. Upper right, extra attention given to neglected married women. Bottom left, cut rate to party of six or more, satisfaction with one H on. So he gets right to the point.
Dr. Dan!
So here's the price list, if you'd like.
Do we know when this was? Because, like, I'm looking at these prices, dude, and dare I say, Dr. Dan is very affordable.
Well, again, this is Grandma's house.
This has to be older.
This looks like it was barely even... I mean, it is printed. It's not written.
Yeah. You know this doctor is spelled wrong?
What? Oh, my...
D-O-C-T-E-R.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I just saw it myself.
This has to be an older thing. There's no way that you can get a gigolo for these prices.
Just by the look on like the weathering of the card and the font and stuff.
50s?
Like, I was going to say like 50s or 60s maybe.
Yeah. It's probably the 50s
this
or 60s.
This is like when you see like Coke is a can of Coke was like a nickel. There's just no way in today's hoflation that these prices stand.
So plain insertion is $20 from Dr. Dan.
Look, I'll tell you right now, that's a bargain. You find Dr. Dan at $20 for a plain insertion, like you can't afford to not hire Dr. Dan at that price.
With caresses, $27.
$7 for some cuddling?
Wow.
Inverted positions, 2250. Dog fashion, 22
or style as we may know it,
2250. And he does add an extra $2.50 surcharge for barking and yelping.
Now, I saw someone online say he is not doing nearly enough upcharging for the extra barking
that's
when he is
I'm
in
saying.
Dog
like,
position.
Yeah, $2.50. I would think that minimum that's an extra $10.
It's going to be at least $5 to make me bark. Yeah.
Now, I really don't know if I could say some of this stuff, but I'm going to go ahead and try
Well,
it.
Some of it you can't.
Okay, so he has a service called the Womb Stretch.
Yeah.
For $39.25.
Now, I'm not exactly sure what
I am.
The womb.
Do you think you know what that is?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. All right.
Is it more than just his H-on?
No, I think it's just him. I think he's well endowed, and yeah. I think he's. He's
so
saying,
how is it different than just...
Because
he's going all the
Buckley.
Way. He's working it. You get the full doctor experience on that. That's where the mega thrust comes in.
Well, he's
he
just hammering away, huh?
He goes full That's earthquake.
Right. That's right.
Hmm.
Then you have tongue bath. $50.
You know what? That's a little interesting that, you know...
$50.
The womb stretch, $39.25. The tongue bath,
yeah.
$50.
Well, he doesn't like using his tongue gets tired.
That used to be kind of, not taboo, but like embarrassing for men back in the day. Like, remember there's that whole Sopranos little story arc about Junior not wanting to admit that he does that. And all the guys think that's, you don't go about doing that.
Nope,
a man doesn't
nope,
do that.
Nope. See, this is where you're wrong. The tongue bath is an all over sort of thing because you'll find the next one down is what you're referring to.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's $100.
Wait,
yeah.
So what do we think a tongue bath is?
Well, I think a tongue bath is...
Well, I think he's just kissing all over.
Yeah, you just get an all-over kiss thing. What you're referring to...
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Going downtown...
Can I say this?
No, I don't think you can say that. No.
Can I say that?
No. You can call it a Smurf dive. I think that's better. Yeah. I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, it's the M dive.
Yeah, yeah.
M word rhymes with rough.
Yeah, it's the Smurf rough dive. That's $100. I'll tell you what, that's interesting.
Like, yeah, it's because he doesn't want to do that.
That's clearly an invitation.
He's like, you want that, I'll do it, but you're going to pay the most unfair
This is
price.
Not where Dr. Dan makes his, like, this isn't what Dr. Dan wants to do. That's not what he's about. $100. Interesting.
So he's per hour, $37.50.
Again, dare I say Dr. Dan, very, very reasonably priced.
And then if you want him all night, which is 12 hours, it's only $150.
Look, you try finding yourself a prostitute for $150 for all night of the quality of Dr. Dan. I mean, this is bargains. This has to be from the 50s and
now, 60s. Can I read you the extra attention menu?
Yeah, I think you can.
This would be the sides.
Yeah. One of them you cannot say.
As it were. Yeah, he's got... The first one on here is tea chewing?
Tea chewing.
Teas.
Yeah.
Like,
sugar teas.
Yeah.
$1.15.
What a deal.
I mean...
Then he's got French kissing mouth.
Yeah.
$2.75.
You can't.
You imagine the woman that just orders him up for a French kiss? Excuse me, can I just have one French kiss, please?
If you would like the Southern French kiss, he says he refers you up to the M dive.
Yeah, yeah. You know, now, dare I say...
Which makes sense.
Do you think I could present the BTJ with this and just slide it over to her and be like, honey, just so you know, if you're looking for some action tonight, it's going to cost you. Slide over. Dr. Suk would like to throw out this very reasonably priced menu. I kind of want to see where this goes.
Do you think that she sees the prices as a bargain or as offensive?
She would be offended no matter what. But I real think that once the raw anger of me suggesting she pay me for animal gratification, I think she will come around eventually to seeing that these are very, very reasonable prices. At which point, I think she's going to turn around and charge me way, way more. She's going to be like, oh, really?
She wait till you see her
wait
menu.
Wait till you see her menu. And I'm guessing she's doing nothing for $20. I can assure you of that.
He's got the French tickler for $3.25.
Again, very reasonably priced.
Then you have the...
I think you could say this. I mean, it's uncomfortable, but there's not a bad word.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got the finger diddle for $9.50.
Wow.
And at the end, he's got Vaseline. If needed, he will provide for $1.25. Ladies and gentlemen, Grandma's Gigolo, Dr. Dan.
It's the best thing. It's the best thing I've seen.
That's great. Now, can you imagine finding that in your grandma's house?
Yeah. That just, this is why I said, don't go look at your grandma's house. But if I did, I'll tell you right now, old Norma, kudos to you. If I found that, I would be I'd be over the moon.
Yeah, what's the next move though? Do you just never speak of it again? Do you go and ask questions? Do you share it with other family members? Like, what do you do?
Oh, I share it. I'm like, dude, you got to see this.
Do you ask grandma about it?
You can't. Well, I'm assuming
grandma's dead. Yeah. But
I was assuming she was just visiting grandma's house and like found this behind the couch or something like that. If grandma were alive, okay, do you address it with grandma?
Yeah, that's a good question. The answer is no.
I'm trying to imagine. So the only grandparents I really knew were Norma and Newell Brown. I can't imagine handing that over to old Newell K. Brown and being like, hey, are you aware of what old Norma was up to back in the day? And quite frankly, do you know a Dan and is he a doctor? Just check that out right there.
Yeah, I think that it's an interesting. Okay, so we've got a lot of questions here. One
is,
do you talk to grandma? The answer, if she's alive, the answer is no.
Yeah.
But if you see this, do you talk to grandpa? I mean, do you have to say, hey, Gramps, you got to check this out?
And I guess I was just assuming, and maybe naively, that grandpa was out of the picture, which is why grandma, you know, he specializes in widows, as we saw on the card.
That's true.
He does like the widows.
Yeah,
I think context is important. I think you go, to be honest with you, I think you just bury that. And it's,
I think you're talking to family members about it.
Yeah, cousins and whatnot. Be like, did you see this?
Well, to be honest with you, I think you wait till they're both dead and then, like,
bring it up at the funeral?
Yeah, the celebration of life, then maybe. Like, I would like to bring this up at a eulogy or whatever, just kind of. Well, I think you tell the cousins and whatnot, and then at the eulogy, you kind of make a sly reference to it that only the family would know, just to kind of create some levity. But you can't take that to Grandma and Grandpa. I can't take that to Newell and Norma.
Yeah, I just don't think it's your business.
No, it's Dr. Dan's business. Hey.
But what if Grandpa then is just like, oh, yeah, I know Dan. Comes over all the time.
What if Grandpa's all about the finger diddle?
I have a frequent punch card from Dan. Yeah, what if it's... Yes, that... I never even thought about that. No. What if it's for Grandpa?
That's what I'm saying.
You found it at Grandma's house.
Yeah, you don't
you
know.
Ruled out Grandpa.
Well, look, can we all admit, too, that, like, back in the day, if that's what you were into, you probably had to go clandestine.
I hate ass.
In the 1950s, you couldn't just go out and do those sorts of things as a guy. You had to kind of go under the radar a little bit.
Damn,
have you ever had a grown man take your pants off? By the way, is it also disturbing that in the photo... There's like some sort of pink furry doily behind it that he's holding up, which is like probably grandma's, you know, shawl or something. I need more.
We need to know more about Dr. Dan,
yes.
too. I mean, you know, that's a pioneer.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yes. Dude, that man was out there doing the Lord's work with a bunch of lonely, neglected widows and housewives. Yeah. And
before it was
commonplace. The question we need to know is, see, when I'm looking at this, I think of Dr. Dan as a great guy because he's charging very, very reasonable rates. What if back in the day, Dr. Dan was like, what if this was like really expensive? Like, what if Dr. Dan was like really trying to brace people for, you know, too much money? But I think a good old teach-you-in for $1.15, I mean, what we need to do is power rank, because I think your best value here, to be honest with you, is just the plain insertion with caresses. I mean, for $27, come on. That's a hell of a deal. And then maybe you throw in some French kissing for an extra $2.75. Guys, I mean, for under $30, you're having yourself a hell of a night if you're grandma. $30?
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah. I can't eat at Burgerville for that. You know the one thing that we didn't see on this menu? Just saying.
Right in the butt.
Oh my God.
No mention.
That's true. Maybe that's
no
off.
Mention of the back door.
You think that's off menu?
It's possible off menu. I'm a little surprised. That also may show the age of this card.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair.
It may not have been.
You just didn't even do that back then.
Yeah, it may not have been a thing. I was a little surprised as I was thinking about it, and I was kind of going through. I was like, hmm. But, I mean, he's pretty progressive because he's got cut rates for groups of six or more. So he's, you know, he's clearly down to party. I'm still surprised that Dr. Dan, you know, is not interested.
And there you have American Hero.
Yeah.
Dr. Dan.
I need to send this to my Dr. Dan. I think if I brought this to jiu-jitsu and just kind of put, because, you know, he, like, we have a little wall at my jiu-jitsu gym where, like, people can put their business cards or services up. And, you know, Dr. Dan, like, he does a lot of, he's a chiropractor. So he does chiropractor stuff for a lot of people in the gym. And so his business cards are up. What if I just made some of these as this Dr. Dan and put those beside?
That would be pretty funny.
The regular Dr. Dan cards was like, what?
It's a good bit.
Yeah. It's Dr. Dan.
You defend a lot of people, but it's a good bit.
Yeah. That get me kicked out? I wonder how that would go with management.
It might. That might. Depends on the sense of humor of your...
Yeah, I mean, we do have a lot of females that go to that gym.
Yeah, see, now you're in.
And we got a kids program too.
You're in trouble. You're out of there.
Yeah. I don't think Dr. Dan, I'm not certain Dr. Dan has the sense of humor to appreciate this version of Dr. Dan.
All right, coming up next, who is more empathetic, AI or insurance reps? Here's Buck. Well, I found this next story funny and sad all at once.
Oh, that's all at the same time.
Yeah, so Allstate Insurance is discovering that soulless generative AI models made up of entirely data and code are actually more empathetic than a lot of their human representatives.
That makes sense.
It really kind of does, doesn't it?
Well, I think insurance companies have taught their employees to be the biggest sons of bitches on the planet, and I think you get bonuses for being a rude ass.
The insurer said that during the often frustrating back and forth between customers and claims reps after a claim is filed, nearly all of the Allstate emails are now generated by AI, and that as a result, they are less accusatory and jargony and more empathetic.
Yeah.
Allstate is using OpenAI's GPT models and grounding them in company-specific terminology.
Not certain which one I'd be more pissed at, though. Talking to a real person who's an ass or knowing that I'm talking to a chatbot that's like, I think that would piss me off more.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, I was trying to, I was looking up our vision insurance lately.
I'm Ed,
right? So I was like, we went to order my kids' contacts and it was saying that my daughter didn't have any benefits for the year. And that made no sense because this was like January. I was like, how do we not, like, we haven't used them yet. And so I was like, I was trying to get a hold of someone from iMed to ask them, why don't we have anything? And they kept kicking me over to the damn chatbot. I could not, under any circumstances, get a hold of a real person. And the chatbot was making me furious.
Chatbot as in you're talking to them?
Yes.
Or you're typing with them?
No, there was an AI, like, I was talking to a computer, and it just... So it sounded like a real person, you know, but obviously, you know, you could tell it was a very formulaic stuff. And it just, because I just wanted to ask, can you please just, why don't I have benefits? And it was like, would you like me to check your benefit status? No, why don't, like, I, and it just, would you like
so
me
to
check?
So it was not very intuitive.
It was not at all. And yeah. It just, I want, even though it was very nice, it was not rude to me.
Right.
I wanted, if I could murder that chatbot, what was Luigi? Like, if I could go out Luigi on that chatbot, I would have.
So which
no,
is worse?
I'm not gonna give you no cookie. So
it's a good question. It's like, okay, so you have the human who actually understands what you're asking.
Yes.
But is an ass.
It doesn't give a rip because it's their job not to.
Or you have the computer who is nice but doesn't really follow what
I
you're
will
asking.
Take the human every time.
Same.
Every single time. If you're going to be an ass to me, be my guest. But at least I know I'm talking to a person. Because and maybe AI gets so good eventually that they know what I'm asking, but I didn't think I was asking anything. It's funny. Like, this was a real-world thing a month or so. Like, that was not a hard question. Was it? why are our benefits gone when we haven't used? And it turned out the answer was they don't. Your plan is not every year; it's from the date of your last service. Mm. So she got contacts in August. Therefore, she's not eligible for more contacts till this coming August. I thought it kicked over every January 1st. You would think that the chatbot,
yeah, could just say that.
That's an easy. I think that's an easy answer.
Yeah,
but I couldn't. I couldn't get it. I eventually had to end up writing like an email and someone responded. And it just seemed like that was a very simple thing that if you could have just put me in touch with a person, that could have been answered in 4 seconds. Mm. As opposed to probably, I don't know, 10 minutes that I spent going around with a damn chatbot. And the worst part is I kept saying, talk to a person. And they were like, I would love to help you. And I'm like, can I talk to a human agent?
No, you can't, because companies can't have humans sitting around doing nothing and earning money. You got to cut that waste. Oh, just talk to Doge. God.
I don't know if iMed's good or bad, but I'll tell you what. Hey, iMed, your chatbot, whatever, blows.
I always just press zero.
Over yeah, and over. I press zero and say operator.
Yeah, over and over. Zero. Usually you can get to a person. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes. Yeah.
Well, I do not like that we're going to the AI-generated crap.
Nope.
I just give me the person. Though it does say something that the chatbot is nicer.
Yeah, they're saying the chatbot more empathetic than the human.
Yeah. Well, again, when you're a human and I feel bad for those people because, like, the only time anyone's calling an insurance person is when they're gonna bitch. When's the last time someone called the insurance, adjuster or the insurance lady and was like, hey, I'm in a great mood. And you guys actually gave me too much money. I'd like to give... I mean, they're dealing with someone every single time they answer the phone that's pissed off and upset.
Well, yeah, they're probably pissed off because the company sucks and they're screwing them on their claim, though.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullsh. No sympathy for the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Someone said you have to say representative or agent like 50 times.
You really do.
You just keep yelling at the chat. Yes. Like, agent, agent, agent.
My wife and I have this running joke too, because with each time that you have to say it again, your tone and voice gets worse and changes, but it's still just an AI thing listening on the other end. So my tone does not matter, but yet I will escalate that every time.
You can't help it. It's very... There may not be... in the battle of most frustrating things... Canceling cable, getting an insurance claim dealt with. Maybe canceling a gym membership as well.
I think the insurance claims usually, it depends on what happened.
Yeah.
But it's a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. And it gets just really, you just get down the rabbit hole and you just can't get out.
No. I don't know, man. Canceling a cable package is... It's not easy. It's not easy.
But like I said, I think it just depends on the claim.
Yeah.
Because if you got a complicated claim,
it's going to be a bit.
Good luck.
But when you do get someone that's good, oh my, it's amazing. Like my daughter got in a car wreck, and our insurance person was freaking incredible. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't have been any better. And I was like, and you could tell she knew I was stunned. It's like, really? We're doing this?
She's no,
like,
when you get a good one, it's shocking and so rewarding and satisfying.
And because it's like a big company, you want to be like, hey, can I get your personal number? So if I have any, she's like, well, that's not the way that works. Like, ah! Just randomly assigned.
Would you rather talk to a bot right away or wait an hour to talk to a human?
I'll wait and talk to a human.
An hour?
Yeah. Well, it's
dude, that's a long time.
Yeah, well, now they do the callback number thing.
That's true.
Or you put the phone on speaker and then you just go about doing your business.
Can you kids... even wrap your head around the day when you had to actually sit on the phone and listen the whole time until somebody came on?
A corded phone that was attached to the wall?
You had to. You could not move.
Ears getting all sweaty.
You couldn't just put it on speaker and go about your business or put your headphones in. You couldn't do any of that. You had to sit with the phone to your ear and wait.
Yes.
The plight.
They don't understand. Kids are soft.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Yeah, talking about AI versus humans when dealing with insurance. Somebody said car claims seem more personal. I think that's right. I feel like they just kind of lull you to sleep with the car claims.
Yeah.
Being nice, because they're small usually.
Screw you over on everything else.
And then, wait till you get a big homeowner's claim. And
I still remember we were
screwed.
Had a leak, and it ended up, like, I didn't realize it until, well, I don't know. There was a big wet spot in my ceiling, and I was told by the insurance company that had my pipe burst, and just flooded, totally covered, new bathroom. But because it was a leak, I should have realized it was leaking. Therefore, it was a maintenance thing and it was not covered, and I was on the hook on my own.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how I'm supposed to know that my pipe is leaking until the ceiling gets wet.
And that would be why people dislike insurance companies. Yes.
So I said,
right there.
So I said, it would have been in my best interest to just break the pipe open myself, have it burst, wait an hour or two, and then call you. And the person's like, that's not how it works. And I was like, no, it kind of seems like that's what I should have done. It's a fun, like, $5,600 bill. My insurance apparently is like, oh, we don't cover that.
Do you think they get satisfaction of being, oh, Mr. Sucanic, you silly field mouse. That's not covered. Try again next time.
I'm
goodbye.
Not saying you should ever do it. I think it was terrible what happened to that guy, the exec, but I said it before, I'll say it again. When someone high up in your industry gets murdered and the entire country goes, eh, I see it.
Well, they don't just go mad. They're celebrating.
That's probably an indicator that your business is...
That's right.
Effing people over.
Figure it out, people. All right, we're back tomorrow. Shorter show, 3 to 5:30. Be with us, won't you? On The Fan, good night.
Ships of space.